Welcome to Teach Kids by Child Evangelism Fellowship, helping you teach truth to the kids in your life.
Today, I'll tell you a story starting from the mid-1800s of how God worked through humble men, an epidemic quarantine, and a small colored booklet to reach generations of children with the gospel. A hard-working young man with a sixth-grade education was becoming successful in Chicago in the shoe sales business. Dwight Moody also spent much time volunteering at the YMCA, and his burden for young people grew. He began his own Sunday school in a poor neighborhood and eventually gave up his business to minister to the uneducated and homeless. The name of D.L. Moody often invokes images of a powerful orator facing huge crowds at revival meetings, but his true heart is reflected in an old photo of him with a group of bedraggled street children looking like something out of Charles Dickens' book, Oliver Twist. Moody had no curriculum except the Bible, so he adopted the use of an illustration begun by Charles Spurgeon. It was a short booklet with dark, red, and light colors used to explain sin, Jesus, and salvation to children. Moody then added a gold or yellow page to help children learn more about God's character, his great love for them, and his desire to be their friend both on earth and for all eternity in heaven. God blessed his humble faith, and he went on to become a great evangelist, author, and founder of churches and Bible colleges. Years later, a biography of his life helped a struggling Christian named Jesse Overholtzer. Jesse was raised in a denomination that practiced salvation by works. At age 12, he was under conviction to give his life to Christ, but was sadly told he was too young, so he began to live for himself. Jesse eventually practiced religion and even became a minister, but battles with temptation and doubt about his salvation plagued him for years. He worked even harder to obey God and flee temptation, but remained miserable. He knew that something vital was missing. Some events slowly brought him to a better understanding of salvation. The first of these was a biography of D.L. Moody. Overholtzer was unsettled. How is this imperfect man used so powerfully by God? Quote, "I saw Moody had something which I did not have, the Holy Spirit's presence and blessing on his life and ministry." This realization, along with the faithful witness of others, began to soften Overholtzer's heart and drove him to God's Word. When his family was quarantined for 13 weeks in 1914 for scarlet fever, he took time for deep Bible study. It was then that the Holy Spirit opened his eyes to the sufficiency of grace. He saw it was Christ's righteousness, not his own, that made him right before God. Trusting in Christ alone, Overholtzer found joy and peace. Now he felt God's blessing on his preaching and evangelism. Quote, "I now had a gospel, good news to preach. I now had a testimony to give." Later, Overholtzer read a quote of Charles Spurgeon in which the pastor stated that even children as young as 5 were able to come to faith in Christ. Struck by these words and remembering how he had been turned away at age 12, Overholtzer conducted his own experiments and saw proof that children could come to saving faith and even lead others to Christ. Overholtzer went to Chicago to solicit the help of Moody Bible Institute in the founding of a new ministry to children, Child Evangelism Fellowship. He became affectionately known by children as Mr. O, and was thrilled to witness the beautiful simplicity of childlike faith. One summer, he led 5,000 children on the streets of Chicago to faith in Jesus using the wordless book. He added the green cover to the booklet and taught children how to grow in their faith. Since its founding in 1937, CEF has reached hundreds of millions of children around the world with a message of salvation by grace through faith. Both Moody and Overholtzer understood the importance of giving children the gospel. Both acknowledged their own weakness and cast themselves fully on the grace of God. They understood that receiving the gift of salvation and serving the Lord require humble faith. God's power worked mightily through them, and His power can work through you too.
Teach Kids is brought to you by Child Evangelism Fellowship.